Welcome, welcome to you all to our worship around Ardgour, Kingairloch, Strontian and Morvern. And if you're new around these parishes, a very special welcome to you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, welcome. During this coming week, a few things that will be happening. There's the Tuesday Bible study, 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. And if you'd like to share in that, we're journeying through the book of Joshua. Do be in touch and I can give you the Zoom login details. Similarly, on Wednesday mornings, an opportunity for coffee and a chat. You make your own coffee, we'll make the chat and conversation together. Again, on Zoom, and if you'd like to share in that, 10:30 on Wednesday mornings. Do be in touch with me, donald@aksm.org.uk, or any other way that you can be in touch with me. Next Sunday, the 19th and the 26th of July, I'm going to be on holiday. I'm not sure if I'll be away anywhere, but taking those two Sundays off, and have arranged Pulpit Supply with the moderator, who has recorded some material that can be used on such occasions. And there'll be a wee bit of input from myself and Fiona as well. So that's the next two Sundays, video worship as usual. And during that time, if there are any pastoral concerns or matters that need to be attended to, then please be in touch with Fiona Ogg. Details will be on the AKSM website. We come together in our worship, and we're going to begin today with the hymn. It's in CH4 at number 260 if you're following along. Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Today, the second Sunday in July, is Sea Sunday, and we remember all those whose life takes them to sea to bring us fish, to bring us oil from the sea. We think of those who protect and police our shores and our waterways, all who live and work and play and allow others to live and work and play on the sea, on the waters, are in our thoughts and our prayers on this Sea Sunday. And so, let us sing, let us listen, let us ponder as we hear the tune of Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Thank you. Let us pray. God, our Maker, source of all that is, we cannot comprehend the scale of it all, far less the mystery of your being. But fortunately, we don't need to. All that you require of us is to take care of our tiny fragment of this big blue planet for the moment of time that we're here. We have hopelessly failed. We thought we could improve the Earth by making it more efficient, taking and using all we wanted from land and sea, getting rid of everything that stood in our way. Forgive us, we pray, the vanished hedgerows, the skies empty of soaring larks, the silence where bees once buzzed over wild flowers on missing meadows. Teach us to be less wasteful in our sharing of the earth's resources and in our giving of ourselves. Never mind if some of what we sow is lost or grows only for a while. Never mind if birds and beasties take their share. Never mind if some of the seeds we sow will be for future generations to harvest. All of that is as you meant it to be. And so we take these moments of worship, sacred time and space, to be in your presence, the presence of Almighty God. Receive our worship, our love, our hope, our dreams, our intentions. Take all that we offer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you again. Today we're going to hear one of the parables, the stories that Jesus told. These were not just stories with a moral, but they tell us something about Jesus, about how he pictured himself. They used illustrations from everyday life, but it didn't mean that the stories themselves were easy to understand, and even the disciples got puzzled sometimes. We're going to hear the story of the sower today, and also how Jesus explained that to the disciples. Let's listen to Parable of the Sower from Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9, and then 18 to 23. Jesus went out of the house and he sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and he sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came up and ate them. And other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they didn't have much soil, and they sprang up quickly. Since they had no depth of soil, when the sun rose, they were scorched. They had no roots, and they withered away. Other seeds fell amongst thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good ground, and they brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Let everyone with ears listen," Jesus said. And this parable puzzled the disciples, and they asked Jesus, what did it mean? So from verse 18 we hear, "Hear then the parable of the sower. Anyone who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart." That was what was sown on the path. And as for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. And yet such a person has no root, but only endures for a while. And when trouble and persecution come, then that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown amongst the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke that word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, and in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
I've often told a story that I heard as a child, a story of a young girl who had a test at school, 10 questions, and she answered 8 of them and then put her pencil down. And the teacher said to her, "Are you not going to attempt questions 9 and 10? To which she said, "Why bother? No one ever gets more than 8 out of 10. Well, there's a truth. We don't always hit the mark. But the problem is, we don't always know which questions it's going to be. Ask anyone in marketing, anyone doing publicity, and they'll tell you that 50% and more of their efforts are completely wasted, but they'll never know which ones. This week's church newsletter has only been opened by about 35% of the people that it was sent to. And it'll be a different 35% next week. Aye, big brothers watching you. But we never know. We never know which things are going to be effective. In Native American storytelling, I understand that the tradition is that rather than beginning with something like "once upon a time," a story begins, "I don't know if this happened, but I know it to be true." Jesus told such stories. There was no Samaritan beaten up on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho. No prodigal son who squandered his father's wealth. No farmer scattering seeds. Jesus told parables, stories that contain truth. He told parables to share truth. The English agriculturalist Jethro Tull, around about 1700, it is said that he, inspired by the parable of the sower, invented the seed drill. But prior to that invention, all scattering of seed, sowing of seed, was just that, scattering, a broadcast, and there was a truth that not all the seed would grow. A truth not just for agriculturalists, actually and metaphorically, not all seeds grow. For all of us, there are times when we're not going to be appreciated for the things we do. There are times when our efforts will not be productive. But should we just give up and put our pencil down after question number 8? We never know. We never know the full picture, the full context of all that is going on in other lives. there are moments when our best of intentions will only fall in hard, rocky pathways, on deaf ears, among the disinterested. There are times when others are just not ready, despite promising early signs. Shallowness means nothing is going to take root. There are times when we just do not know what other concerns and worries and limitations and priorities prevent someone putting their attention where we think they ought. On this Sea Sunday, we might mix in another metaphor and say we never fully know and understand the storms of life in which others are going through. There are times beyond our knowing when it was just the right time, just the right thing to do, and good seed takes root in good soil. Some commentators have seen in this parable echoes of Jesus' life. The hard, rocky pathway, the 40 days in the wilderness of temptation, the rocky, shallow soil, the times when disciples would drift away, the thorns, the weeds, the cross, and the good soil, the resurrection life. We who seek to live that resurrection life are called to share seeds of love and hope and possibility. We share the good things in life, sharing God's love in our actions. Don't stop to think, will this take root? Is this the right time? What if he won't listen? What if she won't meet me halfway? Maybe he's too busy. What if I make a fool of myself? If it's loving, if it's a seed of hope, a seed of renewal, a seed of love, then sow it, share it, broadcast it. Sometimes not only have we shared something good, but we've also encouraged another to do likewise, and they will take seeds and broadcast them, and some will yield a crop 100-fold when it falls on good soil, some 60, some only 30, because the process continues. Love multiplies and grows. Where is God prompting you to sow a seed of love this week?
A prayer for ourselves and for others. Let us pray. God of generous grace and liberating love, we give thanks for all the good things you have showered upon us in creation and in each other. We especially thank you for Jesus, whose stories help us to see and understand the world differently, whose life was the living example of your love, and whose death was the start of something new, a movement of relationship that continues today. We pray for farmers who work night and day to bring produce from the land, who are constantly pressurised by big supermarkets to lower their costs. We pray for the people struggling to survive on subsistence farming. We pray for the people who try to manage the land so that nature can survive as well. And on this special Sunday, Sea Sunday, we pray for fishers, those who spend days and weeks on the oceans, apart from their loved ones. May they be able to rely on their training to keep them safe, and on their friends and fellow crew to support them through good and bad times. We pray for those who have materially rich lives, and yet who feel isolated and lonely. We pray for those whose future is insecure. Lord God, we thank you that you scatter love as generously as the farmer scattered seed on the land. And we give thanks for all that enables us to grow and thrive in body, mind and soul. We pray for children who do not have the nurture that they need in early years. And we pray for the parents who cannot provide what they do not know. God of love, we know that you offer us love and value and worth and acceptance. And your love is beyond any deficit of earthly love. Help us to share your love with those around us. In a moment of silence, Lord, we think of those who are in our minds today. Hear us as we bring those people and those situations to you. Lord, in an age when seeds of despair are broadcast through images and sounds, news and opinions, information and cruel lies, we give thanks for the seeds of hope, for all that is good, for the vital connections that social media has made possible. We pray for those who have been harmed by something with so much potential for good. We pray for young people concerned about the future of the planet and of themselves, and wondering what sort of life is ahead for them and for their children. We pray for older people. The pace of change is so difficult for some. They question all they thought was secure. Whoever we are, Lord, may we find our security and our hope in you, whose love is in all and for all, and always available in plentiful supply. We offer you these prayers. Amen.
And continuing in the spirit of prayer, we bring our offerings as we think on all the different seeds that we sow in life. The opportunities that we have to give of our time, our talent and abilities, and our wealth. We think of the ways in which we can make a difference in our life, in the life of our families, our communities, our nation, our world. Bring our thoughts of all that we want to achieve this day. We think of the tasks awaiting us this coming week. And we know that you will be with us. And we commit ourselves again to be your people, your followers, your disciples. Generous God, you lavish your love upon us and all people, with no thought to who deserves it, and no guarantee that it will be returned. You give, it's what you do. You love, it's who you are. We call ourselves your people, and we want to be more like you. Help us to cast caution to the wind, along with our gifts of substance, love, and action. Then let us wait to celebrate with you when the harvest comes in. And hear us as we bring all our prayers together, as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Blessed be your name.
time of worship has ended. The time to scatter seeds of love resumes again. And may we know the presence of God with us as we seek to broadcast that love in this good earth for the blessing of all. Amen.